of masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. And, of course, they have thermal scanners in stock, perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or call 314-323-0712, 323-0712, and let Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply take your order and take care of you and your business. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis' staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you the better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
There we go, here it comes. It is showtime.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank O'Pinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Yeah.
George Bush.
Sometimes we play things that make no sense. Okay, all the time we play things that make no sense. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the month of July, the July 1st edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the place where I do all of my banking and have for years, the place that's responsible for bringing you the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock, First Community Credit Union, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I will try to persuade you to change where you do your banking, and I'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Welcome aboard. Let's get this show on the road.
Hey!
Is your dad listening today?
He probably is.
Hello, Dave. Your son's doing a fine job here. Of course, I'm talking about Dave's son, who lived in Great Britain for 19 years, 10 of them in Birmingham, England, which is where Dave lives today, but not for long, because he's going to move to St. Louis, because that's where his little grandson, Theo, lives. And his son, this guy, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the house, live and in person, author, radio personality, public speaker, end the day because he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everyone.
Did you say I need a new lawnmower?
Yeah, because Trump deported your old one.
Did you say hi to everyone?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
And behind the coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans as well. So check those loans out and those rates. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
That we can actually account for, this next man had 37 jobs before he got here and took jobs 38, 39, and 40. Job 38, head of research for this show, the large morning show in the afternoon. Job 39, newsman for this radio show. And job 40 doesn't really have anything to do with the radio station. In fact, I can't even remember what it is. He's got another, he's got another job. It's his 40th job. There it is. Yeah. Thanks for that reminder. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using their weed killer, Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money may belong to you. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases right now and standing by if you or a loved one are eligible. For more information, just send them an email. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. That's LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And a reminder, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right, that's a good reminder. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
The horse is hanging.
And there's an expression that I think most people have heard. It has to do, well, with what some people call passing gas. And there are other words for it, the F-A-R-T word. And then every once in a while...
Shooting Germans,
that's what your grandma
used to say.
And then, of course, there's cutting something. It's a dairy product.
Cheese!
Yeah, I was going to say that later when I... Well, Rat Boy, that's right, Rat Boy, has come up with, I think, a much more pleasant name for passing gas because it does create wind and kind of a breeze. Rat Boy says, why don't we just say, hey, who brought the... What kind of breeze?
Cheese.
The cheese breeze, as opposed to cutting it. I like it.
It's
I
got
like
a nice
that.
Ring to it.
So, hey, who created the cheese breeze?
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. I like it. I say let's go with it. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lipperis and the All Boy Orchestra. Orchestra.
Yeah.
So many years ago, we needed a new sponsor for the yard sale on Saturday morning. We've had the yard sale for, I believe, 18 years. And we needed a sponsor, and we needed another sponsor for the upcoming quarter, because we used to sell it 3 months at a time. You'd sponsor for 3 months, somebody else would sponsor for 3 months, and I called Mr. Barks, Glenn Barks, the president and CEO of First Community Credit Union, and I said, would you like to sponsor the yard sale? He said, yeah, let's try it for 3 months. That was years ago, and they've stayed on board and continued to sponsor it all this time. If you've never heard the yard sale, you go, well, I don't want to buy anything, I don't have anything to sell, then you should listen to the yard sale, because it's not just about that anymore. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and you can still sell something or maybe buy something. It's on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 o'clock. And I mentioned it, of course, because there's only one sponsor, so there aren't a lot of commercials. It's First Community Credit Union. Most people bank somewhere. But I believe most people don't have a real good reason for why they bank there and why they stay there. It's just, well, that's where we set up our accounts, and that's where we bank. What usually causes them to leave is that they find a better rate, let's say on their car loans or mortgage rate, somewhere else. And that's a big enough deal and a significant amount of money, enough money to get you to change where you're banking. And that's how First Community Credit Union gets a lot of their new members. When these people find that other rates they can't match, they're going to move. So I'm going to ask you to consider doing that. I'm also going to ask you, before you make a move and decide to put your mortgage here or your car payment there, please make sure you check out the rates at First Community, because I'm going to guess that once you do, you're not going to want to do that business with any other banking facility. It is a great place to bank, and you'll find out what that means when you become a member. And I hope you will. And thank you to everybody who is a member because of this show. After many, many years, we really appreciate that. Tell them your AM and the PM when you contact them. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
And in black, Johnny Cash. Singing the music, it means it's time to check in with this guy who is brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country. They are getting ready to give me a quote on some double doors at my house that have needed replacing for a long, long time. I just put it off, but no more. Window World's going to take care of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. That one loud clapping guy, mm-hmm. I met that guy. He had hand enhancement surgery.
Oh, wow.
Had his hands enlarged.
Just for this?
Just for this. He said, I want to be the clapping hands that stand out from the others. And so he had his hands enlarged. Bill, how are you?
Like the hamburger helper guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Big, yeah.
All he is a hand now. I'm well. Thank you so much. I don't really have much to talk about today because there's nothing going on and I haven't been anywhere in a while, but I did want to mention three quick things. So Tim mentioned Field of Dreams in the news and how the Cardinals are going to be playing there. They will be playing in Iowa, right?
Not yes.
Like a makeshift Field of Dreams. Okay. So I've been there a couple of times, and for anybody who is a baseball fan and you love that, and it was a great movie. Frank, have you seen Field of Dreams?
One of these days soon, you guys are going to ask me that, and I'll be able to say yes. Because no, I haven't, but I will.
It's a great movie.
Oh, my goodness.
It really is a terrific movie.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great movie. And so just a quick backstory. Yeah, so they built this field, and it wasn't even, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think originally it was for a movie. I think a family just had this field, and they discovered it. And so, yeah, you can go, and it's, as you might imagine, it's much, much smaller than it appears on television or on the movies. And you can go and you can just show up. There's no cost to go
when
in.
You say it's smaller, but it's regulation baseball field.
It
size,
is,
right?
but when you see it on, you know, in the movies and you see the different, you know, and just the different angles, it looks massive, like a stadium almost, but it is not. It's very, very small. The outfield's pretty small. And then you can walk into the corn. They always have the corn planted out, so you can kind of, you know, if you want to recreate a photo of you walking out of the corn, which makes no sense to you since you haven't seen the movie. But it's a really neat thing. And if you have a lot of money and you really love that movie, you can actually stay on the property.
In that house?
Yes, they rent out the house now. And it's not cheap. It's like, I want to say it's like $6,000 for a night or something. Yeah. It's a big place, so you could pull quite a few people together and I guess do that, but then play ball on the field. So it's neat. Also in town, and you might like this. So it's actually the same. So it's Dyersville, Iowa. They're also home to the National Farm Toy Museum, which you might want to check out. And I remember kind of peeking my head in there, kind of just wanting to make fun of it or whatever. And to be honest with you, it was great. If you lived on a farm and those are the types of toys that you played with. So, I have never seen so many John Deere, you know, tractor toys, all, you know, that lime green. I guess it's John
it's
Deere
not,
green.
It's not lime. Yeah, it's not lime green.
There's a particular shade of green they call it. Yeah. And so it's just, as far as you can see, just all this stuff of, you know, John Deere type of toys and whatever that people have collected. So that's kind of cool. The last thing I just want to mention, something I saw on Facebook last night, and I am going to participate in this. So, and this I think would be a great idea for maybe other people in the St. Louis area who work at, you don't really call them nursing homes, but like assisted living centers.
Right.
And maybe some of you guys have seen this online as well. And so this is called the Victorian Senior Care. They're somewhere in North Carolina. And you have to remember that a lot of folks who are in these types of facilities, they haven't been able to leave for months and months, and they haven't been able to have visitors for months and months because of all the COVID stuff going on. So they decided that they were going to start up a thing to get them pen pals. So people can write them letters and they can write letters, which I used to love writing letters when I was younger. Nobody does it anymore. But for these particular people who are not able to get out and not be able to communicate with other people. So what this website did, this Facebook page, that they went around and they photographed the senior who is in the facility, and they wrote up a card that they're holding saying they're an interest or two that they have. And they all, you know, one of them, you know, says I love to gamble, you know, one says I love the New York Yankees, whatever. But my favorite was a lady named Hattie. And I am going to write this lady a letter.
There's a name.
Miss Hattie.
50 years.
She's a very sweet-looking African-American woman. She's in a wheelchair. She's holding up her sign, and it says, "Hey, I'm Hattie. I love men and snacks." Right. Send her a note. So, but I thought that was kind of cool. If maybe people who work in other facilities like that.
Hattie McDaniel was in Gone with the Wind. That was
right.
The
yeah.
only Hattie that I've ever heard of.
That's correct. So shout out to Miss Hattie. And sorry, shortened segment today. But tomorrow we will do trivia. Scott Sherman will win.
Sure,
but we'll be here tomorrow to do that. So I'm book level.
Wait, sort of Nova?
Yeah, that's all I got.
But I was going to say something, too.
Go ahead and say it inside Bill's segment.
Okay.
Stretch it out.
Isn't there a way, like in Congress, when they give their allotted time to somebody else? So I would like
I yield the floor.
Yes, I yield the floor to Dan Strauss.
Right. Thank you so much, Senator Cleveland. Frank Field of Dreams has Burt Lancaster in it. James Earl Jones.
Sure. Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, your wife's favorite, so your wife will love it.
Oh, I will like it. I've heard
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
I know all about it. Shoeless Joe. I just never watched it for whatever reason.
Oh, my goodness.
It's about baseball.
I know that. It's about baseball, but it's more than that. It's just tremendous, and you would really... I think you would really like it.
I think I'll like it.
Yeah. And your wife likes Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah.
Likes him?
Yeah, he's in that.
No, she'd leave me for him. She would.
Well,
she's made that clear. If Kevin Costner came to our door, my car just broke down, she'd go, "Let me come with you, and we'll get it running and leave this bald-headed guy." That's what she would do. Yeah, she's crazy for Kevin Costner.
And we'll give you some homework sometime, maybe over the holiday weekend to try and watch it.
It's a good 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Who was Shoeless Joe Jackson? What was the guy's name?
Ray Liotta. I believe he was a baseball player.
Yeah.
I know he's a baseball player. Who was the actor?
Right.
Ray Liotta played him. He was a member of the 1919 White Sox who were permanently banned from the game for throwing the World Series.
Right.
Yeah, they called them the Black
Sox. Yeah, and I like Ray Liotta in pretty much everything I've ever seen him do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And he can be Ray Liotta can be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really crazy. Which makes you think in real life maybe he's kind of nuts. Like Nick Cage, same thing.
Well, Donnie Brasco, he was a psychopathic police officer in that movie.
I need to watch that again, too.
Tim, why didn't Shoeless Joe Jackson wear shoes?
That's not true.
Why did they call him that?
I don't know, but he wore shoes when he played.
I thought you were going to make a joke then.
No, I was just curious.
Maybe he practiced with no shoes or was poor when he was a kid.
Couldn't afford shoes. Right. Something. There's a reason. But I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm Bill Clavlin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
So.
Remember the first.
He took his shoes off one time because he had blisters on his feet, so he did play one game without a shoe. And they called him after now on.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
Remember the football player, the punter with a half foot?
Yeah, Tom Dempsey. Yeah.
He had no toes. No, he kicked with his half foot.
Well, and for a long time, he held the NFL record for the longest field goal, 63 yards.
Yeah.
It's because his entire shoe was metal. And he was a toe bomb kicker. You don't see those anymore. Everybody's a soccer style kicker now, but like Jim Bakken was a toe bomb kicker for the Redbirds or for the football Cardinals. But yeah, he held that record for a long time.
Yeah, that was cool.
And there was a one-armed player.
He was a pitcher, right?
And no, you think of Kirby Kyle?
Yeah. No, there was a one-armed pitcher.
Wasn't there a guy who made the NFL with one arm?
No, there's a major league baseball player. I think his name was Pete Gray.
There's a guy in the NFL. Yeah. I think he plays for the Seahawks. He's got one hand. I mean, he's still got another arm, but he's got one hand.
That's the guy I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. He can catch a pass.
He's a great player.
Pete Gray played for the St. Louis Browns in 1945, and he only had one arm.
There you go.
Look at us talking sports.
Look how much you learn here. I want to remind everybody who's headed for the lake this weekend, and that'll be thousands and thousands of people, that I think you should go into Pistols Plus while you're there, because I think you'll really enjoy it. Now, you folks in Illinois, and we got a lot of people listening in Illinois. Illinois is a screwed up state in a lot of ways. And one of the ways they're screwed up is you can't go to Pistols Plus and buy a handgun. It's just almost impossible. They have this FOID card, a firearms owner's identification thing. And they just make it very difficult. But you need to go in there anyway, because you can buy lots of other things. Buy accessories. You can buy targets. You can go there and shoot in the range. So if you've never been to Pistols Plus, look, I've gone in there for over 20 years. My recommendation is, instead of the same old things at the lake that people do, hit Pistols Plus, and you'll be glad you did it. They're wonderful people. Jim and Pam Reese own that place, and they do a great job. And I know there are people who get online, and they'll try to save $20 on a handgun. Well, good luck to you. I like knowing that I can go back to somebody, an actual person, who will, in the beginning, help me choose the right gun. And then if I have any issues or questions, there's somebody to go back to. They're in the heart of Osage Beach. Pistols Plus. Limey, this story is for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I saw this on network news last week. I'm just now getting around to talking about it. There's a guy in Great Britain who bought a brand new $300,000 Lamborghini. Did you see this story?
No.
He takes it out of the dealership.
Oh, no.
And in 20 minutes, it breaks down on a major highway, and a truck comes along and just demolishes it. I saw the pictures of this car. How sick would you be?
I would probably still be throwing up, but do we know if it stalled because of him, or is it because of actual...
That's a good question. A $300,000 car shouldn't quit. They just said it broke down.
Oh, man.
And so he can't move it, and here comes a truck.
Yeah.
So how much does a $300,000 car depreciate when you pull it off?
$100,000.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot.
Wow. That poor guy.
I know this is like a science. This is a little science knowledge. The air that we breathe. All right.
Is all that I need?
And then you see air supply. No, yeah. No, it's the Hollies. No, it's the Hollies.
It's the Hollies.
Is this story going to blind me?
No. We breathe oxygen. We take in oxygen, okay? What percentage?
Oh, boy. That's some oxygen.
What percentage of the air that we're breathing right now is actually oxygen? What do you think?
I'll say 65%.
Anybody else?
69.
3%.
I'll say 10%.
21%. Which surprised me.
Oh, I meant 21.
So it's only 21% oxygen?
Yeah, 78% of the oxygen right now in the air that we're is nitrogen. 78% of the air is nitrogen, and 1% it's these two things make up 1%. Carbon dioxide and neon.
Neon?
Yeah.
The heck's a neon?
Neon, like a neon sign. It's a gas.
Really?
Yeah, 1% of the air we're breathing is neon. Wouldn't it be great if you could breathe in enough that you'd light up like a Budweiser sign or something at night?
We'd
all walk around glowing. And
well, I know some people that light farts.
Like their cheese breeze.
Yeah, like their cheese breeze.
That's right, and that's right.
That could be neon, I guess.
I don't think that's neon. That's
I've seen it.
Sulfur gas.
Scientifically possible to light your car on fire.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
I've seen a fart lit on fire before. It's scientifically possible.
Oh, I saw it, and I saw it sent the guy to the hospital.
Yeah.
When I was in the basic training, guy in the barracks, completely nude, came out of the shower, laid down on his bunk, put his legs behind his head, lit one, and somehow his system sucked it back in. Sucked the blue flame into his rectum.
You're not supposed to do it nude.
No.
Because it will go back. The flame, it could go back.
It follows the gas.
This guy screamed. They go get a drill sergeant. The drill sergeant comes running in the barracks. What happens? And they go, he tried to lay his fart, and he sucked it back into his butt, and he took the guy to the hospital. You could smell the butt hairs burning. Well, you could.
Mama.
And that's when I decided, I'm not doing that.
I lit a couch on fire one time a long time ago.
That's a good question. How do they treat that?
I mean, talk about a delicate area.
Yeah. Well, don't do that.
Put some real Pitocin on it.
Tussin. Get to the bone.
More Tussin.
All right. Another little interesting tidbit. It's interesting tidbit day for me. On a commercial flight, the pilot and the co-pilot never eat the same meal. The co-pilot generally gets what's served to the coach passengers, and the pilot, more seniority, gets the first class meal. Because if there, for some reason, would be food poisoning or salmonella, whatever, you don't want them both getting violently ill.
True.
Like the movie Airplane.
Exactly. So they don't eat the same meal.
Good movie.
All right. Now, another disturbing little fact. 62% of people in America, 62% have less than $1,000 in savings.
Wow.
That's not good.
That is not good.
And 21% of Americans have zero savings. They have no savings at all, which is when they say paycheck to paycheck, that is their life. And if that check's a day late, I can understand why, it's a big deal. Now, I have a question for everybody. If you owned a business, would you allow your employees to wear T-shirts that say Black Lives Matter?
Well, I own a business. I own a business, and I think I would, just because the nature of my business doesn't involve a lot of direct customer service. Right. It involves watching people. So my clients probably wouldn't know what clothing
This was a Taco Bell story. So make it a place like Taco Bell. Okay. Do you think they should be able to wear a Black Lives Matter T-shirt?
No, because they have a uniform.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, let's just assume they didn't have a uniform. Well, the story was Taco Bell, and they had to let the kid wear the shirt.
It's freedom of speech, right?
Well, I'm sure there's
it's a job too, though.
Hey, man, it's a take the good, take the bad. If it's legal, then he's allowed to do it.
That's, well, you worked in a restaurant where uniforms weren't required. What would your boss have said there?
I've never worked in a restaurant where uniforms.
I don't think
you could, uniform. I thought you just had that before you took it.
Yeah, no, I had a uniform. I came in, I sat in front of you with a shirt that said Frankie Genino's in
the area. Okay, with the exception of a uniform you have to wear, I don't think you can stop somebody, but I think you should be able to, and here's why. I think that statement, Black Lives Matter, to right. some people is racist. Now, if they had just done this with it, Black Lives Also Matter. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That would make it so much, yeah. so all-encompassing. Or Black Lives Matter Too.
Yeah, I think if they had just added that one extra word, they would not have had any resistance or, like, yeah. nothing compared to the resistance of what they've got nowadays.
Because some people take it as a racist statement that, well, just Black Lives right. Matter.
And this is what I've heard, and I've only heard this, and I don't know if we can verify it or not, but Walmart apparently has stopped selling.
Yes, I know this story.
Blue Lives Matter
and White Lives
White
Matter.
White Lives Matter are All Lives Matter.
No, that's it. All Lives Matter.
Yeah, they stopped selling those
there's something
shirts.
Wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
Walmart will no longer sell T-shirts mm-hmm. that say All Lives Matter.
Or Blue Lives Matter.
Because there's no social taboo that goes along with the All Lives Matter. Like the All Lives... Well, no, think about it. In the, like, you know, say, in the millennials and on Facebook and on Twitter, if you go out and you say All Lives Matter... You're not as cool as somebody who says Black Lives Matter.
Okay, but why should you be prohibited from a statement like All Lives Matter? There's nothing bad about it.
I'm not saying it should be prohibited or not. I'm just saying I can understand what Walmart is doing because they're trying to be like, oh, okay, so, you know, one or the other. Because if they got rid of both shirts, then they'd probably be in some hot water as well. But they're going with the... lesser of the cooler options, I guess.
If they
you could
got
say.
Rid of the Black Lives Matter shirts and wouldn't sell those.
I don't think that's true.
No, they haven't, but if they did...
I think if they did that, they would get more resistance than what the resistance they're getting from the All Lives Matter people.
All right. Paris Jackson, you know who she is?
Yes.
Michael's...
Is she above 18 now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I personally don't believe that he is her biological father.
No, he isn't.
I don't know how he could be. But she is stunningly gorgeous. She has the most beautiful eyes I think I've ever seen, but she's a screwed-up mess. Listen to this. She just did an interview. Apparently, she's got a reality show, and Facebook has a channel or something, and it's some Facebook thing. And she's doing the show with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And in this interview, she talks about dating and her sexual preference. Listen to this. Quote from Paris Jackson, I never thought I'd end up with a dude. I thought I'd end up marrying a chick. I've dated more women than men. I've been with more women. The public only knows about 3 long-term relationships that I've been with, and those were with men. The public doesn't know most of my relationships. I say I'm gay. Again, this is Paris Jackson. I say I'm gay because I guess I am, but I wouldn't consider myself bisexual simply because I've dated more. Here's the best part. I've dated more than just men and women. What does that leave? Animals? Here's what she means. She says, I've dated more than just men and women. I have dated a man that has a vagina.
What?
Paris.
Okay, what sound effect do I...
I want to say Michael's rolling over in his grave, but he's weirder than she is. She says, it has nothing to do with what's in your pants.
What?
It's what you're like as a person. Well, I couldn't disagree more, Paris. To me, it has a lot to do with what's in the pants.
Man, how many noses she had?
Could you imagine, though, like a family dinner at her place on Thanksgiving with the Jacksons?
No. She's been in therapy, multiple therapists. She's a screwed up mess. And look who her dad, biological or not, was.
Right.
And then I read an article. I just started Googling about the biological parents and black and white. And there were several people who were experts at this said there's no possible way because we forget he's black. He may have turned white. He's a black man. There's no way that 3 kids could be Snow White. If one parent was black, that's unlikely.
I thought his first child was a test tube baby.
There are 3 kids. There's that Blanket.
Yeah, Blanket. Wasn't Blanket a test tube baby?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so then, I thought his next 2 kids, he actually just, the baby mama or whoever it was, actually just had the kids, and he was like, hey, guess what? They'll be mine now.
Well, the part that got my attention was when she said, I've dated more than just men and women. I couldn't wait to read the rest. What's next? Well, she dated a guy with a vagina. So there you go. That's the world we live in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Played hockey with a couple of those guys.
They're two FM DJs, former FM DJs, and they're longtime friends. And the one guy never takes a vacation. He's like a workaholic. He doesn't want to leave home because he has a cat that he's crazy about. And he also has his mom, who's 87, living with him. And his FM DJ buddy, he says, man, you got to take a vacation. You never go anywhere. He said, I'm afraid to leave mom, and I won't leave my cat. And his buddy said, look, here's the deal. I will house sit for you. You know me. You trust me. We've been friends for long. I'll take great care of your cat, and I'll take great care of your 87-year-old mother. For goodness sakes, man, get out of here and take a vacation. And he finally convinces the guy to take a vacation. And before he leaves, he's written out all the rules, and here's my cat. He's like, mom eats this, and the cat eats this. And he said, okay, I got it. Just go. Have some fun. Go on vacation. So the guy leaves. After the one day, he can't help it. He has to call his buddy, who's house-sitting. He says, hey, man, he says, how's Thunder doing? How's my cat doing? Is he eating? Because I was afraid if I left him that he might not eat. And his buddy says, no, he's not eating because he's dead. And the other guy says, what? He says, yeah, your cat's dead. I opened the door and I forgot to close it, and he ran out in the street and he just got flattened, his guts all squashed out over the road. He's dead. His friend says, oh my goodness, he said, I can't believe this. He said, what's the matter with you? Couldn't you have found another way to tell me than how's my cat? He's dead? His friend says, like what? He said, well, you could have said, you could have softened the blow. You could have said, well, your cat was chasing a mouse, and the mouse ran out in the street. And your cat was hit, but he never felt anything. It was instantaneous. And that would be a lot easier than just saying your cat's dead. You could have told a story like that. Man, have some feelings for other people. His friend says, okay, I'm sorry, dude. I could have, you know, I guess I could have told you in a different way. He says, how's mom doing? His friend says, well, she was chasing a mouse.
Is check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by JimButlerChevrolet.com. At Jim Butler Chevrolet, you're the boss. That means no games, surprises, or pressure. Just the best selection, trade-in value, and price guaranteed. Find new roads at JimButlerChevrolet.com and see why Jim Butler is the Chevy powerhouse. Westbound 6440 past Lake St. Louis. Police are working with a couple of accidents. That's causing a jam. Bumper to bumper westbound 7270 through 141. You have an accident with police activity. Westbound 70 at Route A. They cleared the accident. Northbound Route K at O'Fallon Road. And an accident northbound Illinois 157 at State Street. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
For all of your deck, fence, and exterior needs, CMAC Development Decks and Fence is the only call you will need to make. They specialize in decks and fences and believe that quality craftsmanship starts with their perfect designs. Take advantage now and get the exterior of your dreams with their current spring sale. 10% off all materials and labor. To set up a free design and estimate consultation, call 636-385-6387 or visit them at cmacdeckandfence.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there, and the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes. And always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
That means it's time to go down to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans, who's been part of this show for 26 years. Long time. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. You'll never go wrong giving anyone a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. And it must be a good idea because they sell thousands every year. They're closed only on Monday. And you need to make reservations if you're going to dine at Annie Gunn's. Folks, here's Mike Evans. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, I was sitting here trying to remember how long you've been part of this show. I think it's 26 years. Because
when
was the OJ trial? 94?
94.
Okay. Yeah. 26.
There you go.
There you go. What's cooking?
So tomorrow, you know what we do? I'm going to tell you some Mike Evans stories tomorrow. Is that okay?
That'd be great.
I think it'd be fun.
Maybe we'll bring you in earlier tomorrow.
That'd be fine, too.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
Okay.
TV news and sidebar. America's Got Talent is back in production after building an outside drive-in theater-type stage. They aren't taking every precaution they can, trying to keep everybody safe. The sidebar is host Terry Crews is being blasted for a tweet that he sent saying, while black lives matter, he stresses all lives matter, and all Americans should be one family. Well, now some Black Lives Matter leaders are demanding that he be fired.
Yeah, what a horrible thing to say, that all lives matter. How dare
you? Yeah.
He?
Yeah. Simon Cowell said, forget about it. He's not going to fire him. It's ridiculous. More TV news. Disney Plus has hit a home run by getting the exclusive debut of Hamilton, the movie, which starts streaming tomorrow on Disney Plus. The entire cast from the Broadway show are in the movie. It's all about the American Revolution, our founding fathers, and our enemies during that time of history. The acting, flawless. Music, fabulous. It's one of those movies that you'll talk about when it ends, you'll talk about it the next day, and you'll talk about it weeks after. Really good. 4 stars. Hamilton debuts tomorrow on Disney Plus.
Mike, have you seen the play?
I have not seen the play.
Has anybody here seen Hamilton?
No.
You know, New York and L.A. forget that there is a middle of the country, and they act like everybody goes to the theater on Broadway. No, we don't. Now we get a chance to see it.
I think it's a musical, and I can't stand musicals.
No, I've never wanted to see it, but I have to see it because it's gotten such rave reviews. I'm going to have to watch it.
Why don't you like musicals, Blimey?
Because nobody ever just breaks out into song and dance middle of a scene.
I'm with you.
It's stupid. It's pointless. I don't get it. They just sing around and dance, and I'm just stuck there twiddling my thumbs. Yeah. It doesn't help the story in any way. I very much dislike it.
Not a musical person either.
Nope.
I'm going on with my show, with my broadcast on radio.
Yep. There you go.
The Frank Opinion Show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Movie news, a showrunner is pitching a true story biopic of 16-year-old Dalia Jurado, who was born in Los Angeles, taken back to Mexico by her parents, and then returned to the United States for a better opportunities when she was 10 years old. She lives with family, friends, and her grandmother in Los Angeles. Dalia lives in East Los Angeles, attends Garfield High School, plays on the high school football, soccer, softball, and volleyball teams. She also participates in a youth boxing program. She's a tough girl with a tender heart, and she is beautiful. She gets straight A's. She volunteers at a food bank, works part-time, and sends the money she makes home to her family in Mexico, and she's studying to be a doctor.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
This is some woman.
Just a great kid, 16 years old. Just a fabulous story. Okay, that's the good movie news.
Now, what's the name of that again? Give it to us again.
The showrunner, they don't have a name for it. Her name is Delia Hurado.
Okay.
Like I say, a showrunner is pitching the movie. Then you got this piece of crap. And it makes me want to freaking stink. Studio and financial backers are backing away from the ridiculously absurd movie called Habit. It is produced and directed by the 24-year-old porn skank, Bella Thorne, and the cast would be a lot of other porn skanks, but the big star would have been Paris Jackson, who would have played a lesbian Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness. We have lost our minds.
You can't make this crap up. I mean, what the hell is going on?
How could that not go over in America? A lesbian Jesus.
Yeah, with a bunch of porn skanks in it. Yeah. Oh, it's just.
Have you guys ever seen pornography? Let me tell
Never.
You something.
Nope.
I don't go for it.
No, I don't go for it either, homie.
I saw it once, and I averted my eyes.
Good for you, homie. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drink to that. Hold on for a second for you, Ace.
What was that?
Choked a little bit.
That's the last drop of that wine. I gotta tell you, how much time do I have?
You have 1 minute and 5 seconds. Oh, 1 minute 10 seconds.
I got a call from a friend of mine today. Actually, no, I called him. I tracked him down through a friend of a friend. Haven't talked to him in 40 years. He's a guy that when I was flying around as a fake flight attendant, helped me do that. He was a flight attendant. Haven't talked to him in 40 years. What a great treat. You know, when you get to talk to somebody, an old friend,
yeah.
You know, that you hung out back when you in your 20s. Very cool.
You know what we should do tomorrow? Let me give you more time tomorrow because that's one of the stories. And I know it'll go fast. Maybe we'll do it for 3 or 4 days. But we'll start it tomorrow. A little series about your strange life.
Yeah. And if you're interested, folks, if you go to evansradio.com and click on About Mike, you can read a lot about some of the stuff that I've done. I've been very blessed.
15
been
seconds.
Been very blessed to manage to stay out of jail.
Mm-hmm. 15 seconds.
Oh, everybody have a great day. Take care of your business. Drive carefully. Mike Evans, sup?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say have a great 4th of July weekend. That's next weekend. So we'll
close it's this weekend.
Wait, oh, my God. It's this weekend.
Tomorrow. We do a show tomorrow.
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, it's July 1st
today.
Oh, my God.
It is. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody.
Welcome to July.
You got friends.
And it's Wednesday. No, don't have a great holiday weekend yet. I'll save that for tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. Holy mackerel, I'm losing it.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here?
It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
I got a disturbing trend that's going on right now. Students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama are throwing parties right now to see who can get the coronavirus. I kid you not. According to a report, students put money into a pot that they can try to get the coronavirus. Whoever gets it first gets the pot. Speaking of a pot, well, four games is now down to two in the NFL preseason. They've chopped that down today. Pro Football Talk was the first to report on it. NFL has elected not to hold a supplemental draft this summertime. The Athletic is reporting the league is considering a plan that would allow fans to attend games this fall and signing a waiver promising that they will not sue the NFL if they come in contact with the coronavirus. Speaking of signing, Packers have signed their first overall pick in Jordan Love. Love gets his four-year contract. He'll also receive a $6.5 million signing bonus as part of his deal. NFL Network reports it's the first time a 26th overall pick gets a fully guaranteed deal.
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple.